In our last broadcast, we talked about the importance of expressing values to our children. At the moment, the country and indeed the world is gripped with the issue of coronavirus. So in this week's broadcast, I'd like to address the broader challenge of handling this within our homes for children of all ages. On the one hand, we need to encourage our children to take sensible precautions to protect themselves. Yet on the other hand, we do not want to trigger unnecessary panic and anxiety. That is unhealthy for everyone. Let's review some general principles about handling difficult situations. Really, children need three components: clarity, reassurance, and openness. By clarity, we mean that they have a clear understanding of what is going on, presented in a calm and balanced way. Children worry less when they have an understanding. Children worry more when there are unanswered questions. Where we can give concise answers, we should. Children also assimilate information in bite-sized pieces, particularly younger children. So we don't want to overload them with information they haven't requested, do not need, or scary speculations about the future. Let's begin with clarity and reassurance. We could explain the situation in these terms. Coronavirus is an illness a bit like flu. The vast majority of people, 99% in fact, who have it become completely better. It is contagious and can be dangerous for people who are elderly or have other illnesses already, which is why all governments around the world are doing their very best to stop the virus. One can then explain the basic guidelines put out by various public health authorities for hygiene. However, we don't want our children to become neurotic, so we should suggest a sensible routine rather than tell them to wash as often as they can. What is of critical importance is our own demeanour and body language. Fear breeds fear, and calm encourages calm. If we can explain what is happening in a balanced and systematic way, we can reassure our children. We must also tell them they can ask us questions about it at any time. And this is the third component of openness. It's vital that we don't inadvertently invite panic as an unwanted visitor into our home. So whilst we need to keep in touch with the news, it would be a mistake to have a countless, relentless news feed right into our palms or into our kitchen. Then the issue takes on a disproportionate place and takes over our thinking and our lives. Within the Jewish framework of life, whatever our level of religious practice, there is another essential component, and that is faith. There are two concepts, in fact, that are related. Emunah is faith, bitachon means trust. The first concept is a rational understanding that the world has a creator and he is master of all. The second concept is a practical application of this in our everyday lives. Actually, we cannot control everything, and it is unhelpful and inaccurate to think that we can. There comes a point where we should let go and let God. This is a complex topic, but in short, of course we have to make sensible efforts in every area of our lives, but then let go and recognize that ultimately God is in charge of the outcome. This is bitachon, trust, the practical application of faith. Within the parenting framework, this is an essential concept to communicate. Hashem runs the world, and we trust him. When children grow up with this as a reality, it's easier for them to handle the unexpected ups and downs of life, and to accept that this is part of the ongoing designated journey. It may not always go our way, but we believe that whichever way it goes is an expression of God's will. This is the underlying message of Purim 2. Behind the veil, there was a divine plan. At the moment, we face what one writer called a pandemic of fear. This impacts everyone. It was President Roosevelt who said so eloquently, "Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself, nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror, which paralyzes needed efforts to convert retreat into advance." At a time like this, it is important to review or to introduce faith within our homes. Instead of letting fear take residence, we let Hashem take residence, and he is a much more welcome companion.